This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everyone out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host this morning, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain, Captain Matt Bruce, of course, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Thursday, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, by way of Southern California this morning, of course, and we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates out there across the country, as well as around the world, and via the internet, and via the satellite as well, on the GCN network. Welcome to everybody. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And everybody working on the Third Watch right now, you're keeping America rolling along. We appreciate all of you, especially the 18-wheeler over-the-road truck drivers. We've got our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers out there right now getting the mail where it needs to go, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel. And don't leave out of the mix, of course, the Amazon warehouse workers, Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, the Captain's America Third Watch.com is the website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we're happy to be with you this morning. If you want to call in and opine, the number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Because you might even have a question for our next guest, of course, and that would be none other than U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and he's also the president of the Manatee County Liberty Caucus. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Great to be with you this morning.
Yes, good to talk to you again this morning. There's so many things going on, and I'm so glad to talk to you because I wanted to ask you, just recently, back in April, looks like there was a U.S. Navy fast attack submarine called the USS San Juan, and it went over to Cyprus, and it looks like there was some military exercises and so forth that might be going on there. And some are saying that Cyprus may be a new friend of ours in the Mediterranean that could help isolate Russia. What do you think about that?
I think there might be some validity to that. And, of course, it's the actions that we take as the United States on our own that are really going to matter. Some of them don't get that much above. And it's not that when you're talking about the Middle East, the Straits of Hormuz and all the critical lifelines, not just for oil, but for all transports of all kind of things, include personnel and food and items. This involves not just Russia, but the Iranians as well. And it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of things that seem unrelated in the world, both in the Middle East and beyond that into the East. That are a critical importance for us to keep our eyes on. One is what you're talking about is because of the increasing threats and to transport on there to include United AVs, the Iranians with their speedboats, the Russians, what they have done. But there's a couple things that's also happened of note that we can talk about in as much detail as anybody would like to. One is that the Russians are moving along with something that's critical with the I think the evil axis between Iran, China, and Russia, and that is the transcontinental railway and transport system that is a forefront on the global emphasis of Russia, because that ties in all those nations right there, everywhere from the Himalayas, bordering with Pakistan, India, et cetera, and that is of great interest to all three of these nations. And then you also have, interestingly enough, having to do with transport, and this was actually the Turkeys and Erdogan, who's been in the highlight that was bringing lots to the forefront. He brokered agreement with Russia to continue, and we'll see how this stands, to allow the transport of foodstuffs and grains out of Ukraine, because as we know, Ukraine is a breadbasket and has long been to continue there. So Russia, which has really owned the Black Sea and all that, launched many of its cruise missiles this week, in addition to other places from there. So all these things are absolutely related, and they tie to what you open up with potential of getting Cyprus, who is like many of our allies or would-be allies, is kind of a dicey thing, but it's something that needs to do, because when you've got the evil axis, we've got to take leadership. We've got to not allow a vacuum to create, because it'll be filled, and we want to be the ones to be there to do it.
No, I absolutely agree with you 100%. I think that's what's missing right now, and is the feeling throughout the country that we're you know, going to be steps ahead as opposed to steps behind.
Well, you know, and you look at this as we get ready to launch, you know, a meeting of the G7, and then it was so Biden-like, you know, when press asked him, very rarely does that, and he throws out little nutty things that are of no consequence, and he goes, yeah, there's a lot of important things we need to talk about on the global front at the G7. It just totally innocuous and useless kind of things. And even the media, whether you're left, right, NBC, Fox, Newsmax, it doesn't matter. That kind of stuff is of no utility to inform either policymakers or the world, or to give us encouragement or feel good about, hey, we've got our hands on the wheel and we know what direction and what leadership role the United States needs to play. It's really, hey, we're going to follow.
Exactly. Exactly right. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, hold the line, hold the thought. We're coming right back right after these important messages. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What a night. What a night, Will, or what a morning, of course, as we race through these overnight and early morning hours all across the United States of America. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I'm in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. Our toll-free number, of course, 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to opine here on the Captain's America Third Watch program. And we're going to get right back here in just a moment to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we're going to be talking more about some of these important issues. I got another question for him here about Russia in just a second. But first, let me tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group. You want to find out, of course, about Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. You got Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side by side up there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And of course, you've got the brand new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, Florida, State Route 50 right next to the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship, of course, is located at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, MossNissan.com, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, MossNissan.com. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, good to be back.
All right. Thank you so much. And, you know, I saw this earlier, and our conversation a couple of days ago, I think, was very good because we were talking about, you know, how far could Vladimir Putin really go? Hopefully he's not going to go literally to the extreme, you know, DEFCON 1, that kind of thing. But there was a story out about a Kremlin propagandist. He's on television in Russia, and he once again started talking about this idea of Armageddon if, you know, Russia doesn't get what it wants, basically, in the war in Ukraine. You know, how much of that do you think is for local consumption?
I think a considerable amount, but also of note is also in the news recently is that the reporters within Russia that have reported and been somewhat critical of the military. And this has happened in China, too, recently. Somebody had called on things like that. And, of course, they get arrested. And that's what happens in autocratic nations. Yeah, Russia is not far removed from the Soviet Union. It's Soviet Union redux. Yeah, I think it's largely for local that, but it's a lot of it is for the purpose of sending a signal to the West and to the United States, basically to encourage for us to continue to allow a vacuum to be out there, because that benefits the evil axis, in this case primarily Russia, but also China and Iran as well. It's not exactly the same. We've got a few more inroads into what goes on domestically in Russia, but there's such a delay in what we do. And that's true everywhere, even within Ukraine. There's so much of what we learn, we have to wait a day or two to even start to parcel out what the truth is, because the truth is almost always somewhere in between. And it's rarely very close to what Vladimir and Iran and China is putting out there. But, we deal in truth, and sometimes it takes a while to parcel that, as we do in that situation.
That's right. That's right. You mentioned this idea of vacuum. I think that's so important. And by the way, you had mentioned too about Joe Biden, of course, going to the G7. We're seeing now, of course, it's about what time is it? About 6:21 p.m. in Tokyo right now, or in Japan, where I believe he's near Hiroshima. But it's that time of day. But the president is there now, and I think they're going to start some of their meetings just as we're speaking here. But that vacuum you mentioned, that's all important, because they will swoop in and they will fill it, especially with countries like Iran that seems to be thriving in this environment.
Yeah, and on the friendly side, our allies, our erstwhile allies, they see the vacuum. It's almost like President Biden, when he goes on the global front, and he's about as useful as his vice, Kamala Harris, dealing with international global issues. It's almost like he's going on a listening tour, like he's running for president or something. The same thing that, his Democratic opponent, RFK, would have or something like that. It's just not very useful. So that's why you have, like in recently, where you have Japan that has figured out, hey, one, we've got to move beyond our post-World War II. We've got to rely on our own security. And two, we need to start dealing with South Korea and North Korea independently, and why you have Turkey and Erdogan actually dealing directly to work out a deal for the shipment of grain out of Ukraine and things like that in the absence of U.S. leadership. I mean, it's good that these things continue on, but the ship is kind of like America's third watch. You've done a great job as the first mate of the captain this week to keep us on a true north. That's absent in internationally, because we don't have a captain. We don't have a good first mate at the helm. We've just got a whole bunch of other people grabbing at the wheel and saying, "Now we need to turn the udder 2 degrees north. 3 degrees to south." And that is a recipe for long-term disaster, and it's not good. And I want to be hopeful that good things come out of the summit, and there will be some good, but hope springs eternal, but based upon experience, I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, I don't blame you. I'm total agreement, and thank you for the kind words. It means a great deal. And I'll tell you this, too. We look at Ukraine, we're looking at China and so forth, and we mentioned Iran, but the Middle East in general, it seems like, that could go off at any moment, too, because, again, of that vacuum, that lack of leadership, and you might have Arab states that start to say, well, maybe we could, we're starting to get some interest from China. Maybe we ought to listen to them now.
Yeah, and of course, our greatest ally in the Middle East, of course, being Israel. This administration and the far left and those that are absolutely in for a two-state solution. There is no second state to even seriously consider there under current conditions, because nobody's in charge outside of Israel in that part of the world. And then also in light of, hey, look at this. Things we're having to fight on the home front. Blinken backing down in the face of actually being one subpoenaed, held in contempt of Congress, has agreed to share the Afghan dissent table with the Republicans in the House. And
right.
The fact that we had to fight to get that, this is just nonsense. This is not allowing us to move forward with one American voice, either domestically or internationally.
You're right about that. And speaking of voices, I think we got Backgam and Bob holding on the line. We've got another caller after him. So, Backgam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. The main thing I think as far as Ukraine, Russia, and all this over there is we've got to let Europe start shouldering a bigger percentage of the defense and also the offense for Ukraine. And because they're closer, and it's in their self-interest, and we've got to make it. And if Putin continues to get enough pushback and they hold fast long enough over there, pretty soon his people are going to get tired of losing people, money, and everything. So I think that the main thing to do is just to wear Russia down just like they did in the Cold War. All right, that's it.
All right, thank you, Backgam and Bob. What do you think about
Backgam
that?
Backgam and Bob, he's 100% on when he says, and this has been the story we've been saying here on America's Third Watch for a long time, that Europe, which has the most vested interest in what comes out of Ukraine and could have taken measures, I think, to have done more instead of leaning on Big Brother, United States of America, which has failed them, to deter the invasion of Ukraine. But beyond that, Europe does need to shoulder that. They need to do more. I mean,
yeah.
Trump was onto that when he says, hey, NATO needs to, but they all need to do their fair share.
Exactly.
That's absolutely true. But now you have the United Kingdom and Germany that have come out, and in their hearts of hearts, what they want to do is the United States to say, hey, Ukraine, here's a bunch of F-16 fighter jets here to help you, and then they can breathe a sigh of relief, and then they take the pressure off them to do that. That's what they hinted at. That they
yeah.
want the United States to agree to do that, and we've kind of held back on that so far.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree completely. Tom in Utah, you've been holding patiently. We got about 30 seconds. What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's kind of side or off subject that I wanted. This is my first time in hearing your show.
Yes, welcome.
In 2008, I was asked to identify a cause of illness or near death in a baby. In the process, I identified a very serious issue that actually ties into the housing of the undocumented. So I was trying to get your producer the information to have you look at it before, so I'm not pulling you off topic.
Okay.
So when you
I tell you what, Tom, can you hold over into the next segment?
Yes.
Okay, hold the line. Hold there, and Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you next time. Take care, sir.
My pleasure, Professor. See you next time.
Sounds good. All right, folks, Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Walgreens now set to pay San Francisco nearly $230 million to settle a case over the company's distribution of opioids. The city of San Francisco will collect the money over the span of 14 years. The attorney's office saying between 2014 and 2020, opioid-related overdose deaths in the city grew by nearly 500%, and Walgreens was at least partially at fault. Johnny Depp says he doesn't have much further need for Hollywood. The actor took part in a press conference for his new French-language film, Jean du Barry, Wednesday at the Cannes Film Festival, where he was asked if he felt boycotted by Hollywood.
Yeah, you feel a bit boycotted. Do I feel boycotted now? No, not at all.
Depp lost a role in the Harry Potter franchise following abuse allegations made by his ex-wife Amber Heard. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here this morning in the 5 o'clock hour here as we go through the Captain's America Third Watch radio program all across the country this morning, of course, to our great affiliates and all across the nation. Glad that you're with us. Don't forget the toll-free number to dial is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we want to tell you especially about the Two Guys Gun Shows. They're West Florida's most unique shows with both new and antique guns. Visit twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. And that's the numeral two, twoguysshows.com. You want to check them out. Also, you want to check out the National Aviation Academy in Clearwater, Florida, and also Concord, Massachusetts. Visit them at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. All right. Well, we've got a caller, first time caller to the program. We held him over the break so we could to find out more of what he wanted to talk about, and that's Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
Well, thank you. Yeah, in 2008, I had a family contact me with a deathly ill baby, and in the process, I identified a serious poisoning issue or risk that affects about 34 million in America, particularly those families that live in the manufactured and mobile home industry units, including the FEMA trailers, like in Katrina. I was brought into that event and identified the cause of death and injury to hundreds of families in those FEMA trailers. But the curiosity was that my efforts were being suppressed or resisted in D.C. because I didn't realize that this also was the primary housing units for the undocumented in the rural or agricultural areas.
Really?
So, yeah. So go to gassingamerica.com. You know, on the face, it will not look like it's impacting those areas or issues that I'm talking about. You'll just see the fact that these units present a poisoning risk. But the problem is when I identified that in D.C., they were unhappy because they have been, facilitating this problem for the last 45 years. So that's a lot of people being injured or being killed without the public being aware.
So what was the method of this? I mean, how did this happen?
Well, every gas or propane heated unit has a furnace, and the exhaust pipe of that furnace comes out the roof, but only 3 feet distant from that exhaust pipe is what's called a blend air or a fresh air intake. So literally, while your furnace is running, 3 feet away is an intake that, depending on the breeze direction, will be drafting in either subtle or lethal levels of carbon monoxide and the other combustion gases from your furnace. And it's so ridiculous. Nobody would ever think to set a lawn chair down 3 feet from the tailpipe of their vehicle, turn it on and run it through the winter and expect to be found healthy at the end of the winter, right?
Right, of course.
But that's what exactly, in 1976, no, 74, there was a gathering, this is what I found out, there was a gathering at Iron Mountain, and they, conjured this ventilation error, or misbehavior. And in 1976, June of 1976, Congress enacted what's called the Manufactured Housing Safety Act, and it put HUD in charge of the whole manufactured housing industry. And HUD actually allowed or mandated that these units follow this ventilation configuration. And nobody in their right mind would ever do that, but HUD set the conditions. And so for the last 45 years, people that have been living in manufactured or mobile housing, if the wind and weather conditions are right, they're being subtly injured or even killed, quite frankly.
So how do we find out more about this? You mentioned a website, right?
Yeah. Go to gassingamerica.com.
Okay. Gassingamerica.com.
Since the Native Americans are affected, a lot of the African, the black Americans, like when I went down in New Orleans, was helping them understand why their babies were dying in the FEMA trailers. A lot of them are living in, the economic housing which the mobile home industry provides.
Yeah, right.
So not only do I have the title gassingamerica.com, but I have gassingblackamerica.com. GassingNativeAmerica.com, and that'll point you to that GassingAmerica.com. It's a large, involved website.
Well, this is very serious stuff you're talking about, and I'm glad that you have a resource that people can check out. And we wish you, the best of luck with that, because obviously this is an important thing you're trying to get out there. And we're glad that you called. What station are you listening on there in Utah?
K-Talk Radio.
K-Talk Radio.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, welcome, and I'm glad you called the program. We have one other caller hanging on, but feel free to call back anytime, and I'm glad you could get the websites out there.
Yeah. Go a little deeper into that website, and then you'll finally figure out that this is an issue. Since HUD took over the control of that industry, that means you can have undocumented individuals in there, and the city, county, and state have no jurisdiction.
Wow.
That's what's bizarre.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is very significant. Well, Tom in Utah, thank you again for calling the show. Call anytime.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, just a brief, the last segment of Food Incorporated, you'll see the coyotes driving these families into the trailer parks owned by the packing industry. Oh, my gosh, I said. So, in fact, the Catholic Church was grateful for my information because now we know why so many Spanish families are asking help to take their dead babies back to their country to be buried.
Wow. That's just
bizarre.
It's bizarre and sad, but I'm glad that you're bringing it to light. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Take care out there. All right. Well, very serious stuff, folks, and you can check out all that information. We encourage you to do that. All right, Eric and Seminole, you've been holding there on the line. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, you guys are talking. You're talking with the Colonel about autocrats and stuff like that. Now, you know, I agree. We should, like with the Biden administration, the autocracy that's growing regarding the FBI clamping down on traditional Catholics. You're just talking about Catholic, clamping down on traditional Catholics and surveilling them. The FBI surveilling, quote unquote, domestic terrorists that we formerly called parents. I think that we just underwent, now the general public has their eyes open now to the coup d'etat that took place in 2020, which began as far back as 2016 with felonious investigations of President Trump. I think everyone should be upset about that. And autocracy and ruling by dictates and executive orders are horrible. And I think that how does this pertain to other issues? I think Putin and his autocratic, governance, that should be called out on the table. What we see also with the ululations for the support of Ukraine, Zelensky has banned the opposition party. He has jailed opposition leaders. He has banned the Russian Orthodox Church because, well, after all, it's Russian and it's not Ukrainian. He has confiscated television, opposition party television stations, and this was before the invasion by Russia into eastern Ukraine. There's been ethnic persecutions of eastern Ukrainian ethnic Russians for at least since 2014, and this has been well documented in the mainstream media from everyone from Radio Free Europe, Voice of America, the now defunct Vice. There's been documentaries. CNN has covered this stuff. So I think we all should, my mom used to have this saying, it's like the pot calling the kettle black. We should sweep around our own back door before we worry about sweeping around everybody else's and calling them, you know, labeling them as the other when we, in fact, are doing it to ourselves. And I say we because we are the government. Because we live in a republic, a constitutional republic. Therefore, right. We are the government, and we have allowed this to happen. So I think the failure is on our collective shoulders for those that want to believe in truth, justice, and the American way. And I don't want to sound too preachy, but that's my opinion on it.
I hear you. I hear you, but I also hear the music. I'm sorry, Eric.
Thanks,
thank you for calling, and we've got a lot more to talk about. As we continue with the program this morning, 1-877-969-8600. Call on in to opine. Kyle Warren for the captain. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. My name's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for Captain Matt Drews this morning as we go across your radio dial in the overnight hours. Don't forget, if you want to call in, the toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. Like to hear from you, what you're thinking about, what you think about all these different things happening in the news and around the world. And again, 1-877-969-8600. This portion of the program being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. It's the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And the captain has worked with them for years, and he's sung their praises for years as well. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. And tell them the captain sent you. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local and experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, so as we go through this final segment of the program this morning, a cautionary tale, I think, happening in Chicago. And, of course, they've just sworn in their new mayor after getting rid of Lori Lightfoot. But you thought that they might have, you know, looked at the cautionary tale of Lori Lightfoot and her administration. Well, this from Fox News, allies of newly elected Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson are pushing for a $12 billion financial package that would raise taxes for certain residents in the city and divest from policing and surveillance, otherwise known as defunding the police, right? released on Tuesday the proposal from Action Center on Race and the Economy, also known as ACRE, and the People's Unity Platform outlined several measures Mayor Brandon Johnson can take to raise or save up to $12 billion a year to fund true community safety, quote-unquote. So I don't know, folks, what's been going on in Chicago over these last several years, of course, for a very long time indeed. Doesn't seem to be getting any better, and it doesn't seem that defunding the police is the answer. I think it's being shown in stark reality all over the nation where all that has been tried, and not to mention the fact that Chicago has probably the most restrictive gun laws in the known universe, and yet they still continue to have just the abject crime that's going on, and the shootings and killings and so forth. It's just absolutely unconscionable, but yet the people of Chicago, I think, had a great opportunity, but yet they're kind of going with more of the same kind of thing. And unfortunately, I think it's going to continue to create a real problem. Very similar to what we're seeing in another big blue city called San Francisco, where the stores there are just they're just packing up and leaving. They're not going to stick around anymore. They just can't do it. It's just not good business. And, you know, we're seeing all this kind of stuff where the other day we had a story, the Target near Union Square was being shoplifted every 10 minutes, according to one of the people that worked there. They weren't exaggerating. Now we see in many retail places in different parts of the country as well, they have to put everything behind plexiglass. I mean, at what point is it going to be evident that simply defunding the police, which is purely a political maneuver, where is that going to finally show that that it just means that we're no longer going to be safe? We're no longer going to be able to walk into an establishment like a Target or like some other retailer and feel like, well, you can be here and shop, and you're probably not going to be in danger, and you're probably not going to see somebody putting a bunch of stuff into a bag and just walking out the door. So defunding the police, not the answer. Just certainly not the answer. But in Chicago, unfortunately, it looks like at least there are calls for this kind of the same kind of thing to continue on, and that is not going to that's not going to work out very well either. Once again, the telephone number 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. And, of course, the president is now in Japan right now. We're seeing all this happen as we start to come into the morning hours here in the United States, certainly in the East right now. But it's about almost, let's see, what would it be? It's almost 7 o'clock at night in Japan right now. So, of course, they're going to be having those meetings and so forth. So we'll see what comes out of that. Not holding our breath, of course. All right, let's go to the phone line. Backgammon Bob is with us. Hey, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. On the crime in the cities and stuff in Chicago, like you're just mentioning, we've got to get tough on these people. And I don't know if the federal government can do it or whatever, but they need to be contained. They need to set up some special areas outside of the cities where they take these people off of the streets and stuff. We can't destroy our city just for the sake of political correctness. And also, if we don't do this now, it's just going to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
So I just think that we just need to go there with a heavy hand. It's as simple as that. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to, the people that have some mental problems, they could be treated. Some of the people that are just caught up in it, they can be treated accordingly. But the ones that are serious criminals. And the other thing, we need to get back into like the New York model of the cop on the beat and stuff, and also have some technology. What's wrong with constantly roaming drones to catch people in action and stuff?
Well, what you're talking about, I mean, I think people are looking for any kind of solution. I remember the autonomous zones that were set up. Well, what if we set up, I don't know, big signs that said, and I'm just sort of almost being funny here, but a law and order zone. Don't come in here unless you expect the law to be enforced. I mean, is it got to that point?
Well, the other thing, too, is that I see out in Portland, Oregon, that they are now a lot of people, they're thinking about, they took some surveys and stuff. A lot of people are thinking about recriminalizing some of the drugs and stuff.
And I think that that can be a big factor, too. You know,
right.
People think of marijuana and stuff as a harmless drug. Well, I don't know if it is harmless or not. And some people, it probably is. But there are some people that go bad on it, too.
Well, especially, you know, like
the opiates and the heroin and the fentanyl and all that. You deal, you get a stiff penalty and stuff. You use, well, maybe we give you some short-term prison time of some kind. But there has to be some deterrent, and there has to be some remediation.
Well, right. Well, the idea, of course, is that when we talk about law and order, and that word order is also incredibly important in that phrase. And well, when you start losing the order in society, then all you have is a breakdown. And yeah. if you're simply continuing to say to everybody, hey, it's a free for all, you know, you can do whatever you're going to do, and we're just going to praise you for it. We're just going to condone you for it. It's just a disaster.
Well, the whole definition of society is a set of rules to live by. And if you don't have any enforcement mechanism for these rules, then we don't have a society. We just have anarchy.
That's exactly right. Yeah, or you say, well, you know, we don't expect people to live by a particular set of rules because those rules are oppressive, or, you know, that now, of course, you've got the ever-present chorus of, well, it's all based in racism and so forth. But it never would have dawned on me that somehow having laws and rules and regulations and so forth that hold our society together would in and of itself be racist. That doesn't make any sense. But of course, what it is, it's like a jumping off point for just criticizing the country.
But race is a funny thing. There's always going to be racism. It used to be Irish was a bad race. It used to be as long as there's an obvious, easily distinguishable difference, people are always going to some degree be cognizant of the other person's race. They're going to say the black man, they're going to say this Irish guy, they're going to say this or that. The main thing is that you have a set of rules where you can live by with reasonable respect and something.
Yeah, that's and we should respect each other. That's right, because racism, at the heart of racism, is a bad heart. It's a hatred for your neighbor, and we're taught, of course, not to hate our neighbor. We're taught to love our neighbor, and this is one of the things that we're losing.
Well, racism is always an excuse for either jealousy or envy to some degree. It's always racism is an excuse for your own inadequacy.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down.
Yeah,
I lived in New York. I used to ride the trains. I'd be on the train at midnight. Nothing but black people. Never had a problem. Never had an issue. Always talked with them. No problem. No issue. As long as everybody realizes.
Right. Well, that's because we're all Americans when you get right down to it. Well, Backgammon and Bob, thanks for calling. We're going to head out here of this segment. I hear the music coming, but thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
I just wanted to let you know you're doing a great job, Kyle.
Thank you, Backgammon and Bob. That means an awful lot. Thanks again. All right, folks. Thanks to Captain Matt for the opportunity. He's getting better and better. Thanks to Joe Weaver for producing, making me sound good this morning. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to all of the affiliates and the GCN Network. We will see you next time right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go out there. Have a great day. Have a great morning. And be right back here tomorrow night. Take care.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.